We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Danny Meringue, the most important position in all of football is?
Quarterback?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that doesn't change.
Yeah. Yep. And I find it fascinating that here we are. One scrimmage in the books for both the Ducks and the Beavers, and you have both coaches, Jonathan Smith of Oregon State and Dan Lanning at Oregon, saying, no, not ready to name a guy yet, but it kind of seems like both are heading in different directions in that regard.
Interesting.
Jonathan Smith in the Beavs scrimmage, Chance Nolan was the guy taking all the reps, or most of them with the ones, with Tristan Jebbia and then Ben Gulbranson following suit and actually flip-flopping with the second and third team. It kind of feels, even though you're not willing to go down that road of naming Chance Nolan the guy, he's the incumbent starter. He's the guy that got you to a bowl game last year. You know, although Tristan Jebbia did a really good job before he got injured in the Civil War a couple years ago, this is... Chance Nolan probably gives you the best chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, when you're taking a look at what coming off of last year and trying to, again, I think the big thing for Oregon State is what they're trying to build something. Having that through line, having the consistency, having the guy that you just kind of built the rapport up. And I think that just, it lends itself more to Chance Nolan, right? Yeah. Like that just, it feels like that's the way this needs to go.
Well, it will be. It will be, but. Yeah. You know, Jonathan Smith is letting those other guys play this
whole
thing out.
Which he should.
As you definitely should.
You look at Oregon, though, and I know Bo Nix is the favorite. But I'm really interested to see what Lanning does here because it is an opportunity for him to put his stamp on the program.
It was a closed scrimmage, but the way Dan Lanning kind of framed it, Oregon is no closer to naming their starting quarterback for who's going to be taking the field in what? We are 17 days away from them being in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So, or 18 days away from them being in Atlanta, 31 days in August. Damn. and you're looking at that in 18 days, and he came out of that scrimmage saying, if you laid down the stat sheet, it looks like they all played basically the same game. Mm-hmm. That is Bo Nix, Ty Thompson, and Jay Butterfield. That, to me, is one where you're going, all right, one scrimmage, everybody's going to have their chance. This is where you're going to want to start seeing that separation over this week, especially.
Yes.
If the rumblings out of Eugene in the comments are that somebody is grabbing this thing and really running away with it, then you start going, damn, it's not Bo Nix's. This is not Bo Nix's team.
Because exactly.
It should be Bo Nix has taken this job and he's running away with it after that first scrimmage.
Here's my pushback on it, and not necessarily with the Ducks, just in general. Number one, you've got a new head coach. Mm-hmm. So I believe Dan Lanning is truly operating on the clean slate here because nobody has earned it coming in. And I think you look at this scenario and I think you try to drag this out as long as you can so that you don't make the wrong choice because, and this isn't even a panic if you're the Ducks. Mm-mm. Because honestly, each guy has got an opportunity. Like there's talent among all three of these guys. Bo Nix was a 5-star guy. Like, I know he's had his trials and tribulations and bumps and bruises along the way, whatever you want to say, but Ty Thompson's a hell of an athlete. Butterfield has got an absolute howitzer attached to his arm. Like there's traits that with these guys, they all possess. And I think there's an opportunity to drag this out. This isn't Anthony Brown. This is this is a different situation. I think
you get a new head coach too.
Yes. And I also think you also have more talented guys across the top.
Yeah. I also think that one thing is, you have explosives have always been when Dan Lanning was hired. He's like, our offense needs to have the explosives. The explosive plays need to come back. And that I understand that fear of the Anthony Brown and, you know, you've got a transfer guy in. But let's call it what it was. Mario Cristobal pulled the reins back on Joe Moorhead's offense significantly. That And he did. And now it is appearing, and this is one of the things that closed practices will do for you, and until we get their eyes on it, with one thing that Lanning is he's dropping these breadcrumbs, is that the offense, they actually, for a large part mm-hmm. of that scrimmage, they got the best of the defense, which is going to be damn good this year. And that, to me, look, you have...
And if it's all quarter, and if every quarterback is performing, it's a, this is my long roundabout way of saying this, mm-hmm. it's a good problem to have. Until for another week. you have 1 week to have that good problem.
Yes, but when the offense is getting the best of the defense, that means that your receivers are finally stepping up, mm-hmm. right? All those guys in, I've heard nothing but great things about the Texas A&M transfer, Caleb Chapman, the wide receiver that they got, mm-hmm. big body receiver. You know, what does this mean for, you know, veteran guys like Chase Cota, who transferred in, Chris Hudson, who we saw last year, and, you know, we got Dante Thornton, too. You have these players that they've been recruiting, we've been saying, when's it going to be their year? When's it going to be their year? Now that explosive plays are going to be a focal point of Oregon's offense, I think you're going to start seeing these guys get unleashed. Unlike, you know, for 3 years, it was, hey, this is going to be the year that Johnny Johnson pops. This is one that Johnny Johnson's going to pop. Hopefully this offense, when we see it September 3rd, is one that has a propensity to air the ball down the field.
And I think with whoever you go with, you have that opportunity.
At the quarterback position?
At the quarterback position. And that is to say, if you're looking for that ray of sunshine here, this is Danny, your Ducks optimist segment right here. They have an opportunity to deliver. And I think that's something at least to look forward to. Even if they haven't named somebody now, it's not panic time yet. Now, if we're in Georgia week and we still don't know who the quarterback is, mm-hmm. then it's problematic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is going to be the week. I don't think anybody should read anything into the three quarterbacks.
No.
And nobody separating after the first scrimmage. This is what happens during fall camp. What I do find interesting is that a lot of the buzz is about the defensive line, and it's kind of quiet on the linebacker front, right? Like, we mm-hmm. know that the anchors of this defense are supposed to be Justin Flo and Noah Sewell. We haven't heard much about Sewell during fall camp, especially coming out of that scrimmage. You would have loved to hear about how dominant they were, but don't read too far into that either. That's supposed to, maybe it's just business as usual, and that's been the position that Atlanta's always been good at.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is it, you know, obviously he's a defensive guy from Georgia, and maybe it's just, again, business as usual, and you're just kind of working your way through stuff.
Yep. I love this that now we're getting some scrimmages in the books, because
let us know we're there.
That is, yeah, we're trending closer and closer to game time, and you're starting to get position battles that you're going to see. I'm really interested to see with Oregon, what that defensive line looks like without Kayvon Thibodeau, without that edge rusher, because mm-hmm. it was noticeable. I mean, take the Stanford game as a great example of that. And I know that was a momentum shifting play where he got ejected.
But Tanner also, and Tanner McKee did kind of highlight. Yeah, it was nice to not have him on the field. It was great. Have to worry about him.
But this is where you go, they had a lack of push there. Mm-hmm. What happened in the first half against Cal the very next week when Kayvon was out. Mm-hmm. They struggled, and then Kayvon Thibodeau came back in. I don't know how much people remember that second half of that Cal game. He was a one-man wrecking crew. Like, he had more disruptions mm-hmm. and quarterback hurries in that second half alone than I think anybody in the entire team did mm-hmm. The rest of the way. He was a dominant force. You have to figure out a way, and hopefully you can get that from Brandon Dorlus or Popo. You need to be able to get a push with that defensive line.
I'm interested to see how much Lanning does schematically to try to alleviate that by committee, because you're not going to have, I don't think you're going to have the individual guy, what he's able to dial up and when he's able to dial it up without sacrificing a ton. Because obviously, let's be honest, the difference between Georgia sending half their defense to the NFL is because, well, they can win every one-on-one mm-hmm. everywhere on the field.
Yeah.
You do when you don't win every one-on-one, I think, is going to be an interesting note early on.
When they bring in transfers, like, you know, the Nebraska kid, Riley, mm-hmm. Jordan Riley, they brought in a tackle from Nebraska. And by all accounts, you know, these guys are all plugging away, but you need production yep. in a hurry.
Very
up
quick.
Front on that defensive front seven.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.